Wait, now? We're starting now?
Right meow.
Wait, I'm chewing a grape.
Oh, no, she's chewing a grape. I get it.
No, we had 3 minutes of fantastic Twilight content, but we had to delete it.
Now I'm chewing a grape, too.
Okay, so we're going to go around the table. Everybody knows who I am.
Everyone obviously knows who I am.
My second podcast. I got a mask, or just the text.
What does the text say?
I strongly dislike you.
Oh. You should type
yeah, that would be
into,
funny.
Like, a robot?
Oh my gosh, that'd be so cool. Like a live, like it's like okay. It's like a live streaming and that's like the chats.
Oh, no, different
Sarah's
idea.
Saying that she should use that's like a voice changer.
Yeah. We type something and then you have them like, I am speaking in your voice on your behalf, you know what I mean?
Oh,
okay, so
that's funny. I kind of wish
there's four people in the room for everybody listening,
and one dog, most importantly,
and one dog. And one of the people in the room happens to be married to me, does not want to be on the podcast, so she will not talk. But if she wants
too much
to,
information.
That's too much information. You gotta start over.
Now everybody knows our wife. So if she wants to add anything to the podcast, she will text it to Sierra. Sierra will use a different voice. And then that way
this is great.
We don't have to continue deleting things because either her name is said or she's talking when she knows we're doing a podcast. So the last text was, I strongly dislike you, towards me, just so everybody's aware of that.
That's where they stand.
And possibly towards the audience. We don't know.
You can't text because it comes across. If you continue, may very unlikely not have a wife. You have to text her, not me, because it goes across the thing.
Well, that was the only thing we knew about the fourth party. So,
yes.
And that would be the one then.
Now, Sierra's here, who's been on the podcast before. We have another person who's been on the podcast before, but I don't know if he wants us to say his name.
I'll probably make up a name, even though I did last
make
time. Remlin? Sorry, I just say it so much. I'm just so used to it. I normally go by
What about Rem. What if we named you after an actor who's, like, really handsome and was in, like, the A-Team movies? He was in the Hunger Game movies.
Harry
What's
Potter?
That guy's name?
Robert Pattinson?
No. He was in
the
Leon Hangover Hansworth. Movies.
Oh,
he wasn't Zach Galifianakis.
Brad Pitt. Should we call him Brad?
Okay. That sounds good. Not the person I was thinking of.
Oh,
but I like
I
what
think
you're doing there.
Close. Yeah.
All right. And then we have Simone and myself.
And Cleo. She's the dog.
All right. So we are here to discuss with everybody with their sparkling ice and water and grapes. We are to discuss Brad Pitt and Sierra. Are thinking of buying a Tesla, so we're going to go through the ins and outs of which Tesla they should buy and what features they should have. So I'm going to bring up the website.
And most importantly, what color.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you guys start out with what's important?
Money.
We'll go there.
Money.
Yeah, we need something we can afford, but also something with full self-driving, best self-driving that we can get.
Right.
We're not going to skimp on that.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
So you have the Model 3 and you have the Model Y.
Nice.
Okay. So if you want the space, we talked about this earlier, and like if you guys have an oopsie and you have a kid.
Nope. That's not what we're basing any decisions on. You did not have an oopsie.
No, we didn't, but that's because we couldn't. But that's different. We were planning, like, we bought a...
This is not what this I signed up for.
We bought a Saturn in 1996, I think, or 1997, for the sole reason, it was a Saturn sedan, for the sole reason that someday we knew we were going to have kids, and we didn't even marry at that time. That was in 1996.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's something you always got to think of if you're active in moving on. You got it. It's a thing. So there's
so weird.
It does. You're making it weird.
It's not weird. It's like classic. Like
okay.
Yeah.
It's not weird. It's fine.
So anyway. Brad Pitt. Anyway. So
Brad Stinky Pits.
Yeah, that's probably Brad Stinky Pits.
bears.
Oh my god.
As we found out this week together, all in a house in Big Bear Lake, we found out that Sierra has incredibly sensitive smell.
Super smell. She's like, I swear it's like they should study it because
yeah,
it's
probably stick me in a lab. That's yeah, what stick me in a lab.
That way you'll see her complain about the smell.
And we lost someone.
And maybe Cleo too. I think Cleo's out.
Yeah, Cleo's the dog. Okay, so we have the Model 3 and the Model Y, because yeah. I'm going to assume that you guys can't afford the Model S or X, because we can't afford the Model S.
Yeah, you can make that.
We could get used, but that's out of the question, because all the features, all the new like range, all the warranties, all the, well, the self-driving. Actually, it's self-driving. So we wouldn't get a used one, because we want, you know, what is it? The second chip or whatever chip it was.
No, Hardware 3.
Hardware 3.
Yeah, you want Hardware 3, because... If you get used, who knows? Even if you upgraded to the full self-driving, who knows if Tesla would for free give you the Hardware 3.
Yeah, I would imagine not.
Yeah, it kind of seems like they wouldn't if it's used. Maybe if you bought it directly from Tesla, but if you bought it from like Current Automotive or something like that, I don't think you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason we're also looking is because we have a car now that's at like well over 100,000 miles. It's still working good, so like we could potentially sell it for a little bit still.
Also,
it's really to the ground.
Also worth noting is we kind of live out of our car.
Yeah, I like the way you put that.
all the belongings that we need.
Yeah.
Need to be able to fit in the car.
That's probably a contender. Although I don't know how much we should factor that in because it might be temporary. We're just Airbnb full time. So maybe we just... yeah, I mean, maybe... We don't, like, how long are we going to Airbnb? Probably
yeah, not. Maybe it's not worth getting a big one for that reason.
Alone, yeah.
But right now, it'd be really nice. Mm-hmm.
So you guys have all your things. You have your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have to ship things to our house.
Which, this is the main reason. This is like your self-attention.
You're like, you gotta get a bigger car.
So, okay. So let's go through the benefits.
I was just trying to save the USPS. That's why we
did that big. Oh, no, you did a good job.
That's why we did that big order.
That was expensive.
Yeah.
So let's go through the Model 3. Like, what are you guys thinking in terms of range? Because like the long range Model 3 is, I think, is still less than 300 miles. The standard range, standard range plus, is 250 versus the next update from that is 322.
What are the price differences?
So right now you're looking at $38,000 for the standard range plus, and you get the limited premium package on that. I feel like a salesperson. If you go with the long range, it's 47,000, right? And you get 322 miles of range, but it's 47,000.
Ooh.
So you're looking at
yeah, what extra?
Pretty healthy.
So the extra mile, let me do the calculation there real quick. Like cost per mile, extra mile. How many extra miles is it? Or no, how much?
Only it's 70.
70 extra miles.
That's really not that.
And how much extra money? Like the difference?
Oh, it's roughly $9,000.
Okay.
For an extra.
Oh, yeah, I did that backwards.
It's 0.00078.
It's like $130 a mile.
Yeah. So. But then that's also like you could literally drive from here to my house and not necessarily have to stop. You probably would want to stop once.
Yeah.
That's the thing is we stop all the time.
We like, do.
When we're on our way here, we like in what should have been a 15-minute drive was like an hour because like so many different things.
He got a bloody nose. I wanted to stop and see the beach.
Yeah.
Cleo threw up.
Can you get a bloody nose next to a supercharger?
I know. That's the question. That's true. Thing. Wait, they never plan stops.
Right. Yeah. So you would have to plan your medical emergencies. And you would have to plan your like cleats of fancy.
Mm-hmm. And Cleo would have to time her puking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So I think that seems feasible.
But that's true. We're never really in a rush. Like, we don't mind stopping and like waiting for a while. How long does it take to charge to get to
50? With Hardware 3, with the Supercharger 3, it's pretty fast. And even with the 2, it's pretty fast. Because if you tell your car you want to go to, like, the Supercharger, if you're putting in the directions, like, you want to go to Kettleman, which is by where you guys are if you're coming south, right?
Mm-hmm.
you program the destination, and the car knows that you're going to the supercharger, so it starts preconditioning your battery to take a faster charge.
Oh, wow.
So
that's amazing.
In that situation,
yeah.
Okay. We cool. are, you know, you're going to be able to charge faster. It's not as fast as getting gas.
Yeah.
Ever. But it's still, it's not too bad.
We're talking 15 minutes, 30 minutes.
I honestly don't know, because when you guys come back to Phoenix and we get that Model Y, we'll test it out.
Yeah.
So
maybe a follow-up episode.
This does kind of bring up another point of like timing. Timing is a really big issue too, because we could wait another few months or we could push it up earlier. And like, I mean, like there's a lot of...
I'm listening to you. I gotta get my charger.
There's a lot of like capacitors could be really way better.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to... I mean, maybe after battery day, but I don't think it's going to make it into the car anytime sooner.
Mm. But if he said, by the end of September, we have to decide. Yay, well, nay, if yay, we have to
then
hit
way.
The yay on the way.
Che, che, che. Yeah, I mean, I think we... One of the things to, like, the one thing we were thinking about, speaking of battery day, is, like, we were thinking of putting a reservation down ahead of battery day because we think the, oh, yeah, we already talked about this, but, yeah, we think the autonomy, the cost of the self-driving package is going to go up.
It already went up.
Past 8?
No, it's at 8. It just recently went to 8.
Okay.
So I don't think you're going to... I don't think it's going to go up that fast. But then again, Tesla does weird things with their pricing. So it might actually also go down. Who knows? But battery day is not autonomy day.
Yeah.
So it would be weird for them to tie it directly to battery day simply because they're two different
But they might have an update and they could just throw that update and be like...
But if the reservation's $100, like we could eat the $100 if we decide not to get it at all. You know, like, yeah, and just in case, like, if there's a potential there to save money, like, even if there's only like a 30% chance.
Well, you can put the reservation down and you don't have to buy the car immediately either.
Well, don't you have to do...
Oh, we could wait on delivery. Is everything?
You can wait on ordering, period. You can just put the reservation down and then just...
So then, like, you're in line?
Say, like, this is my reservation, but I want to wait a little bit.
Is there a waiting period? Like, if someone's like, I want Tesla tomorrow...
Well, let's finish this and then we'll go through the rest of it. So range, you guys are okay with standard range plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not okay with like the standard range because that's even less miles than
200. How much? Yeah. What's the, maybe you were.
Well, that one's an off the menu. So the standard range Tesla is completely off the menu. So you have to go into the store.
Mm. I would be really cool to order online. Like it's a silly thing to be excited about, but like it's so different.
It's a novel, yeah.
And so, like, future and how it should be.
And not
so we're looking at 220 on the standard range, but that is, like, the bare-bones car, too. 220 miles.
Oh, 220.
Yeah, the other one's 250. They work out with.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the issue there is, like, if it degrades over time and you start getting below 200, it might get harder to, like, work with.
Mm.
But...
I think, like, Elon didn't, like, there was supposed to be a Model Y that had, that was a lower cost than what the long range is for the Model Y, or whatever, we'll get to the Model Y in a second, I can't remember what the exact package is, but Elon said nobody wants to buy a car under 300 miles, and, well, on the podcast, I was like, well, I'm sure there are people who want to buy a car under 300 miles, because price is a factor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of where that goes. So I'm guessing they didn't do it to simplify manufacturing, and that's just the use.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just, like, there's a small percentage, but even a small percentage is a customer.
Yeah. I mean, because our driving item isn't how far we can go. It's the autonomy of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And just having, getting that car with fewer miles and less maintenance.
And it may take longer for you to get the standard range. I don't know. But right now it says 2 to 4 weeks for the standard range plus.
Yeah. Well, there's your
Model 3.
Okay.
Question.
So what color do you want?
I think now you still want the red one, but it's $2,000 extra and we're like, that's not worth that to us.
Yeah. It's
But the white leather interior is pretty sick.
Oh, the you like the plussed up interior?
Is it plussed up to get the white leather?
Yeah.
How much plus?
How much would you pay?
1,000? Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, the thing about that, then you spill on it and you get like...
But it's not as hot when you
I don't think... People have done videos of like their kids in the back seats and stuff, and it still stays pretty white.
They would keep a dog white.
Like half the time. Half the time she's...
Yeah. I really like...
But we're really talking about the exterior before...
Oh, yeah. I don't care about the exterior.
Yeah.
So white is included. And I think Tesla has the... Tesla and Porsche have the two best white look cars.
Yeah.
Ever. Like any other... Like if you look at a white Toyota Corolla or whatever, it's like, look, that's yeah. hideous. But Tesla's white is so clean. Really pretty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
I just always love that cherry red. It's just like so car to me. It's like, that's what a car is.
A car. He has a bike that color.
I have a bike that color.
My neighbor has a red Model Y with the blacked out, the chrome delete with the handles and stuff. It looks really good. Mm-hmm. But it's $2,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you're like,
no. $2,000 is a lot. It's for the color.
Okay.
And we don't really see the outside. We see the inside.
I don't think the inside's worth it.
You do see the outside because you walk up to your car and you're like,
yeah, for like 30 seconds a day, you see the outside of your car. You know?
It sounds like Brad wants to go with red.
I do.
Walking him on this.
I don't know if it's worth it either. I mean, if it was 1,000, I'd be like, oh, for sure. But
2,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
And couldn't we get it rewrapped later on if we got rich?
Yeah, probably for $2,000.
Yeah.
Right? Where's the paint job?
Yeah. I mean, you could take it to Mako for $700. It's not going to look as good as what Tesla does.
Yeah, true. Yeah. We can leave the interior off too, the white leather.
Okay.
Let's see, as cheap as we can get it with having full self-driving.
So then you don't want the aero wheels.
No.
Or the upgraded wheels.
We don't want to know about wheels, really.
That, like, the wheels look really good, right? But the, and I'd show you the screen, but can you see it in the mirror? I don't want to mess up with the...
Yeah, I was gonna pull up. We should pull up them.
Yeah, there we go.
But the sport wheels look really good, but they're also 19 inches, which increases the frequency when you have to change the tires out, and also increases the cost of the tires when you do change them. So it's kind of
the like, more expensive ones.
Yeah.
Oh, then why would you do that?
Well, some people like the look.
Oh yeah. No, we don't care about the look.
Okay.
Also, yeah, especially with the white paint, I think the standard wheels.
The black wheels. So we're going to go...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the white wheels are...
All black interior? Because honestly, for me, like, it's worth it to upgrade to the...
The white interior?
The white interior. What's the... Because it looks so good.
The white is really pretty.
You both are like...
I really like the white, too.
Okay.
Like, if you go...
It's better. I'll agree it's better.
If you guys put whatever the standard thing they're telling you should put down on the, and you don't include a trade-in, the difference in your payment is $534 to $519.
Oh.
$534.
It's like an extra $12 a month to have dope interior.
Well, then what about the red? What about the red color? Red color is double that.
So we're looking at $549 for the red color.
Okay, let's compromise. Add the red exterior, add the white interior.
So you're looking at $564.
$564 or $5.
For all those things?
Yeah.
That's cheaper than what we came up with. We came up with $700.
I think that's for the Cybertruck, because I can't imagine that the... It seemed like a lot, because that's what I figured my payment would be for the Cybertruck, which is hurting my heart.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think the Model Y would cost $700.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't we bank it? Think it was $700?
Well, this is...
We haven't got to the point of putting autopilot on either.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. Okay.
So...
I was like, I'm...
Yeah. Okay, we'll keep going. Let's trust the process.
we're going red with white interior.
Yeah, let's see. Then we can...
Like, let's just build our dream car and slowly strip it away.
Until it's something that we don't care about anymore.
Yeah.
So then when you add the autopilot, then you're looking at 684.
Yeah.
Plus, technically, we have like 10 a month for that whatever thing.
Can you add insurance on here for the Teslas?
Okay. No, you guys can because you live in California. I can't because I don't live in California. So I don't know what that would look like.
Probably cheaper than
our insurance cheaper now. Yeah, ours like BS. Stupid.
I don't know how much. I pay that. I have Root insurance, and I pay the lowest I've ever paid out of any insurance ever.
Mm-hmm. What do you pay a month?
Zero. I don't pay anything a month. I pay it 6 months at a time.
Oh, yeah.
So I think my last payment was like for two cars, I think it was $650 or something like that.
What? That would come down to like $50 a month or something.
Do the math. $100
for 600.
$100.
No, but you have two cars.
Yeah. Oh, but it's
50 cars each?
Yeah.
$50. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not how
50 cars. You have 50 cars.
Yeah, I have 50 cars.
Sorry, it's cost a cost cars.
That's right. No, you're right. I think it's $50 a car.
For that's me. Crazy cheap.
Right? Ish.
Yeah, probably. And we have full coverage.
I'm paying $200 for an old car.
A month?
Uh huh.
You have bad
credit. He doesn't have any credit.
Oh,
yeah. That can be a different podcast, but no, yeah, we should put it in my name.
The secret hiding. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they also just know they can scam me out of it.
Yeah, they like raised it, yeah. And then but then when you called them, they like put it back, didn't they? Because they tried to like sneak
who
it.
Who do you have insurance through?
State Farm.
Yeah. Like a good neighbor, though. They are there when we needed them.
Okay.
We just needed the number. We didn't need them to do anything.
How much do you need them for? I'm looking right here to tell you how much I pay.
That's
which
amazing.
Is not interesting in an auto podcast, but so for my van and my, where's my thing? I don't want to cancel my policy. For my
oops. Because oh, you're stuck okay. here.
Can't so remember. For my van and my, so my last paid $684.
For 6 months, two cars.
For 6 months. When two cars, full coverage.
That's crazy. When I had my red car in Arizona, I did the thing where I paid for 6 months, and I paid like over $1,000.
Yeah, that's because you're young.
Yeah. But that's crazy how big of a difference that is. And I never had an accident. I had one stupid ticket.
So.
Yeah, I see how why there'd be some gap, but like that's a huge
also,
difference.
You guys lived in San Jose, which is where you're basing your insurance off of. And where you live dictates how much you pay, too. Because when we lived in West Phoenix, we paid more than when, and it's only showing me my last two payments, so I can't really look it up. But we actually paid more than when we left.
Oh, why?
Because the part of town that we live in now on the east side is, I guess, less accidents, safer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It is what it is, but.
Yeah, we should figure out the insurance. Because we might, like, if we save a certain amount on insurance.
I bet we would. Maybe not initially, but I bet we would save 100. I bet it could be $100.
And I want to finish going through, like, building our dream car. And then we can go over the financial side.
Well, yeah. So here's, if you guys got the red interior, a red exterior with a white interior, full self-driving, you are looking at cash price of $48,000. That doesn't include taxes or destination fees. So your price is going to go up.
Can we include those? Can we find a way?
No, I can't.
What do you think taxes would be?
Wait a minute. Wow, yeah.
Well, taxes in California is going to be a lot. You might want to temporarily become an Arizona resident. But
isn't there a... isn't there some kind of a, what's the word?
Loophole?
No.
Calculator?
No. For getting a electric vehicle, don't you get like a tax break because of that?
You can, but that's complete. Like you can, Tesla's tax, federal tax credit is gone. But you guys might have a tax credit in the county or your utility company or the state.
Uh-huh.
But you have to look that up.
I think they incentivize
that. In most cases, what happens in that is that you get a, like you get to, when you file your taxes, and since you guys aren't married, you have to choose who gets the tax credit.
Well, he's off the grid, so. Probably.
Off the grid now.
I'm on the electric grid, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, so what that what you would do is whoever the name the car is under files the taxes and they get the tax credit. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how it works in California. That's how it works for the federal tax credit.
That is interesting to think. Yeah, the number's not the full price.
Yeah, 48,000 because I was like, that's a lot. But
that's
like,
a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm curious
how much tax and destination fee. So is that just like delivery?
It's probably $1,000 for the destination fee.
What does that mean? Just delivery?
Couldn't we go pick one up in Phoenix?
They have all those. You still have to pay the destination fee.
What?
If you went to the Fremont factory, which is not far from where you guys
live.
Really
close, yeah.
You would still have to pay the destination fee no matter what.
Why?
I don't know.
That's baloney.
It is baloney.
Elon.
What? I think it's a law. I don't know.
What?
It's just a weird thing.
That's really weird.
Because you wouldn't think, like, if Tesla could take that whatever fee off, you'd think they would take it off
before
people picking up at Fremont. But.
They seem to be, it seems like they like to be no BS, like, and that's definitely BS.
So let's just pretend that you guys are at $700 because you're right there for a Model 3 decked out the way you want it.
Yeah.
If you went down to, and I'm just guessing here, but if you went down to the white interior, or excuse me, to the white exterior and the black interior, you're going to be at $639. So
plus 10 again.
Yeah, plus a little bit. So you're really looking at $650, $670. So to have what you want, it's going to cost you a little bit extra every month.
Yeah, like about $50.
Yeah.
I'd say.
I think it's worth it for the interior.
Really?
Yeah, just for the white. I really look at the picture of the white one versus.
www.tesla.com/model3/design/. Yeah, I mean it looks nicer, and
it's like a spaceship.
You know, it does look like a spaceship. It does look like they're.
I'm also questioning like what
they're taxes. Dragon.
The taxes.
Yeah, the more we spend, the more we're paying on taxes, too.
And the other thing you guys could do is you could not get autopilot and then wait. Don't stop before you go too crazy. And wait for Tesla to come out with their subscription plan and only sign up for the subscription plan when you're going to actually go somewhere. Because you guys park your car. Your tires are going to rot off before you wear the tires out. The amount that you two drive.
That's fair.
Yeah, we really don't drive at all.
Almost entirely walking or public transportation. So,
but
like, you guys are paying.
Yeah, I think our habits, our behaviors would change if we had a self-driving.
I mean, I hope yours would. I hope you would drive more.
Yes, that was something we discussed. Your reluctance to drive
and
your need for.
I know, it's bad.
Brad. Mm-hmm. Now, I do think that maybe you should. You know, become an adult a little bit. Let your dog have a little bit more freedom and stop relying on Brad so much for driving. But that's not something we'll get into here.
But, I mean, that is part of it, like, that drives it. And it's like,
yeah,
I like the Tesla part, but I also think the self-driving. Like, you used to go places. You used to, like, film and do all these projects. And I think if you...
Yeah, you used to drive a lot.
Yeah.
And I was so anxious every time I did it.
Yeah.
And it's just gotten worse, like,
you're anxious,
in California.
You're very anxious when I drive.
Yeah. Even in Arizona, like, I would feel so tense. Like, I literally would feel sore from, like, a 20-minute drive because I just feel so tense the whole time. I've just always been really an anxious driver.
Is that why you have the gray hair?
Yeah, probably. I have a lot of gray hair.
I know. I noticed at dinner tonight. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I have a lot. I should dye it.
Now that we're discussing this in front of a lot more people.
15 million. Yep.
Yeah, it's not quite
all of the listeners. Yeah, I don't know. It is like, yeah, it is something I need to confront. But it is like,
I think just a little bit of hair dye would be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just something that I have a really hard time with. And the Bay Area is scary. Like,
it's not that bad.
The driving.
The on-ramps are pretty ridiculous.
They're wild.
I
feel like every time we get in the car, we almost die.
I don't enjoy driving around San Jose, especially where you guys lived, because it's kind of like right outside of that downtown area. I didn't enjoy that, but
yeah.
On the freeway and outside of San Jose was fine.
Yeah, but you don't.
I wouldn't want to drive to San Francisco every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. San Francisco is awful. But, yeah. I mean, you can tell me, like, oh, yeah, no big deal. Or we can get a car that I feel comfortable in.
I'm not saying no big deal. There? Oh. I was like, did I say that?
That's quite the point at me. Like, I don't have any skin in this game other than I get to ride in your car when you buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the difference between that, and then we should maybe look at the, I don't know, we could look at the other one, but $600 a year. So
that's, yeah, that's a
that's
lot.
About one payment. So we're going from 12 to 13 payments, kind of.
And that's also dependent on, I mean, the cost doesn't go down, but the payment goes down in terms of how much you guys are willing to put down and how much you can get for your Mercury. Is that a Mercury?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Whatever. Your car out there that, and like, that really looks like a 98-year-old woman should be stepping out of.
Yeah, that is a big difference if you think of it that way. But, and how much would we be willing to put down? I'd be willing to put down at least 5.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's minimum 4,500, right? So
I think if you put down
each.
5, right?
Mm-hmm. No, but
I
10
think it drops.
Total.
I think for every $1,000, and I might be wrong on this, but for every $1,000, I think it drops your price down.
Mm-hmm.
It's not $10. Maybe it's 25. So it can be significant, but it's not like a huge thing. But ultimately, you guys have to live with that payment for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But well, so at first I was really scared.
Until you pay for it.
Yeah. Or we could sell it. So at first I was like, my gosh, 72 months of like who knows? It's such a crazy time and we don't know. But I mean, we can sell it. You know, it's not like it's not quite an asset, although we could talk about it. I hope it will be one day. But,
it's people not as much it. Work as selling a house.
Yeah. We could sell it. Even at a loss, we could sell it and just be out, you know,
a
some
grand.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the full ticket price.
Yeah.
And that makes me kind of feel better about, like, okay, you know, in the aftermarket looks pretty good, too. I mean, it looks like they're selling pretty high resale value.
Yeah. If we put down 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
What would that make our...
I honestly don't know. Because I don't have the calculator. The Tesla doesn't give me that ability without putting in a bunch of information that I don't
know. Oh, okay. That's fair.
Although
like your credit card number. I don't mind putting that in.
We're going to buy this on the podcast.
Does it ask your credit card number?
Yeah. You got to put down the $100 for the payment.
Do you think you'd get more views if we said that we actually bought the car?
Well, we could do a follow-up.
During the podcast.
Oh, yeah, we could do a follow-up.
Yeah, well,
No,
should.
I don't think I would get any more listeners from that. I don't think anybody would care.
It'd be interesting.
I'm not 100% sure anybody's going to care about this. I'm still going to release it.
For me, I'm like, I would like the red exterior, but I also want to make it as practical as possible. Because we don't super need it, right? It just would be like, It would just make our life better. It's not like we're...
The car, you know, or the red exterior?
The car. We're pretty fortunate. We're doing okay. We don't, like... We'd be fine. So it's like, it just would make it a lot better, I think.
Yeah, I think it would change quality of...
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, lower the threshold to us actually...
Yeah.
Per ordering.
I think a big block that we can talk about, if we want to talk about our privilege, is that we've never had... car payments, because you guys gave me a car, and Brad's parents gave him.
Didn't you have?
This is just so much information.
Oh, you did. You did have a car payment. I'm sorry.
You had a car
payment.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
He leased one. Okay, well, I've never had a car payment.
So would you lease another one?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're gonna take this. Sorry. Don't give any more info. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But I think that's besides like insurance.
Would you guys lease?
No,
I would not lease.
You know, I would only lease for one reason, and that would be like if the podcast ate enough money, I could do the lease and just write the lease completely off.
Oh yeah,
that would be the only reason that I would ever.
You could just take it at a loss, right?
If I was thinking like if I bought around the time, because Hardware Force kind of went out around the time Cybertruck is allegedly rumor.
Yeah.
So if I bought a Cybertruck, and I thought maybe Harbor Reform would be right now, because I'm not buying autopilot with the car. I put it in there because I wanted to lock it in at 7,000, but I'm probably not, because the expense of that truck is going to be so much money. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably end up dropping down to the base model, because mm-hmm. right now I'm at the mid-tier model, but I want the air ride. So,
mm-hmm. but, I mean, I think by that point that those come out, if I would totally assume autopilot's full self-driving, and the minute autopilot's full self-driving, like, I don't think people realize what that will really mean. Like, the only issue will be legally. Like, otherwise, it can do Uber. And, it, like, it starts generating cash. Like,
yeah. You just go send it to pick people up.
And... yeah.
And I'm really excited about that. And actually, if that was actually in the world when I had a truck, I would definitely do that, because I would have to pay for the thing. Mm-hmm. But the downside of that is... Tesla keeps, and they're doing great, so I'm not trying to knock them in any way, shape, or form, but they keep coming up against these mm-hmm. hurdles, mm-hmm. and it keeps taking them longer and longer to solve. Mm-hmm. Like, they can solve 80% of it, and they might have already solved 80% of it, but that last 20% getting just perfect is really hard.
Well, the nines, right? They're talking about, like, 99.99. No, yeah. That's not enough, so we need to get to 99.999, you know. But, yeah. Like, I remember the exact same conversation about... I mean, not so much here, but in like China, the same conversation about facial recognition, and they're like 99.9 is not good enough. It still makes way too many errors, but they're there now. Like it.
So I think everybody can agree there's lots of problems with facial recognition. Mm, so yeah. We'll just skip past that because it's problematic and not part of this podcast, but moving on.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, it is. But I mean, you know, I think we'll see the same thing with, self-driving cars. I think we'll say it looks like such a hard problem now, but well, there's incentive, and you know, it's not impossible, it's just hard, right? Like yeah, so
yeah, no, I think when we talked about this, I talked to both of you separately throughout this entire weekend, but like the full self-driving, the goalpost keeps getting moved, and it's not mm-hmm. like some people mm-hmm. look at that and they're like, well, this is a bad thing because Tesla can't get it done. And it's not, it's just something that's really hard. Mm-hmm. Like when Tesla does different countries, right? Not every stop sign in every country is the same. Not every, you know, yield sign, not, I mean, they're different languages. They are different symbols. Like when we were in Italy, considering, well, let's just go right out there with the privilege. But when I went to Italy the first time when I was driving, I didn't know what a lot of those signs meant.
Yikes, that's crazy. Like, you can just get a car there. Yeah. How is that legal?
No, they're just literally like, hey, credit card, thank you, take the car, go. So because of that, like, and I'm a, you know, a human with a co-pilot, and we can both reason, and we still don't have any idea. Like, if mm-hmm. it's not programmed into the car, that kind of thing is difficult to solve for, and Tesla's doing it. I just don't think... like, I think before they get full self-driving, you will have traded this car in
I see.
Before it's complete. Okay. Like, you still are going to get benefits of what they're doing now mm-hmm. and how they upgrade it, right? Especially with the new Hardware 3 stuff, because that's, like, a year old. Mm-hmm. Not quite a year old. So you're still going to get those benefits. But if, like, when the Cybertruck comes out and I'm ready to buy the Cybertruck, it mm-hmm. may be that Hardware 3 is long in the tooth and they're ready to release Hardware 4. And that, to kind of sum this up and bring it all back around mm-hmm. to original, that would be the only time I would lease, was if, because I'm not going to buy mm-hmm. Hardware 4.
Yeah.
You're just trying to span the gap.
I'm not going to buy autopilot. Yeah, right. I'm just trying to get to that point because I don't want to buy a $50,000 truck plus taxes to find that my heart, when I do decide to get full self-driving, whether that's subscription or I actually pay for it, I don't want to have the old technology. So mm-hmm. if I needed a car, then that's how I would bridge those two cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is an interesting one. I mean, that really does push the question of the purchase about timing, you know, because if like, That's a major driver for us too.
Yeah.
Like I said. Yeah.
Hey, we just don't know though. I feel like
yeah. And
could move a lot faster and then we like missed out.
Yeah, because I think the price is going to go way up. Because, like, I think we underestimate. I think we're probably estimating the time frame pretty good. Like, people are. Maybe Elon's aggressive.
I know everyone's saying that it's, like, several years out.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not.
Yeah. But the benefit's going to be massive. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, yeah, and maybe then we, once that comes out, we just are using it to Uber around anyway, right? Like, maybe we don't, we just wait to then and just start it to, or a Tesla, was it Tesla Network or something, when you basically Uber on the Tesla?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't remember what Elon called it.
Yeah. Maybe we just, like, wait to then that, or at that point, right? Like, but
we don't want now.
So it kind of sounds like I was pushing you towards a Model Y, but it sounds like as we have this conversation further, we're moving towards like a Model 3 with the full self-driving and the features you want, because right now you're looking at $863
what a month
for the Model Y for the same features.
Oh, wow.
But you get a bigger car, but your purchase price is going to be $61,000 plus tax.
Yeah, it's way too much.
So
it's a huge diff.
What about, like, the base features except for Autopilot and Model Y?
So if we do that with your Model Y, we go back to white, which I think white on the Model Y looks amazing. I think white on all Teslas looks amazing.
Yeah, he thinks we should do white exterior, too.
So you're looking at $58,000, which is $819 a month. But you're also not paying for, I mean, one of the advantages is you're not paying for gas. Mm-hmm.
But that's,
we don't pay for that now.
You have to figure out how you're going to pay for, you know, you guys live in an apartment, so you have to pick an apartment that has chargers, charging stations for.
That's the other thing is, if we keep doing the Airbnb thing, would we just rely on, like, running to the Target and using their supercharger?
If Target has superchargers, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of do. A lot of them in the California do.
You could also...
Do you have to pay? Because
I told you, they have that adapter where you can just plug into a regular...
Oh, yeah.
...outlet. And, you know, you get 20 or 30 miles a day. But you guys, again, we haven't really gone anywhere, but I haven't seen you guys move your car.
Yeah, we don't.
Since we've been here.
That's pretty regular. Yeah, we even get groceries delivered. We don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, that's like, we don't need it then.
No, but, yeah, but maybe we don't go anywhere because we don't like driving. We both hate driving. Even he doesn't like it. You know? Yeah, and if we had a car that...
I will say,
more comfortable, I think we'd enjoy it more.
And I think, I will say the Model Y's seats were the most comfortable seats I've ever sat in. And that is the biggest feature to me, is those seats. They were so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to experience that then, right? Because...
I'm kind of scared though to rent the nice one, and then we like fall in love with it, and then it's like, wait, this is $200 more than the other one per month, and we're gonna feel like it's inferior because of this.
Yeah.
But so I really don't think we can afford $800 a month.
A continuation, and we'll end it here because we've been talking for almost an hour. But
And
we'll have a continuation of this podcast because I have a coupon from Tesla. I don't know if it's a coupon. I have something from Tesla that says that I can do an overnight ride. So we're going to do an overnight Model Y?
Model 3?
No. I really want the Model Y. Okay. There's no difference in features between the two. We'll figure it out. Well, then we're going to do an overnight model something.
Maybe we'll do two nights. We'll rent for the other night. Yeah, see what it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys can do Toro. Yeah. There's a lot of Toro Model Y.
Maybe we'll do
or
that.
Model 3s.
Or just go test drive.
Yeah. I don't think the test drive's not quite the same, but I don't know. The guy who did our test drive was really nice.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a... It wasn't like...
You don't get to do it.
Yeah, you don't really need to do what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah, we'll do a follow-up.